This is an Alaska Policy Forum podcast for Monday, June 21st. I'm Jeremy Thompson. The Anchorage School District has been on a building blitz for the last several years in hopes that new facilities will raise student achievement rates. What's missing from the discussion is any meaningful way to measure how the new facilities will improve student achievement, despite the strain on taxpayers. The latest building project is a $300 million facelift of West Romig High School, remaking the facility into a community and recreation center. David Boyle of the Alaska Policy Forum has surveyed the project plans for West Romig and thinks it would be better for the school district to expand choices for parents.
There'll be a commons room on the first, there'll be three floors. There'll be another floor added. Three-fourths of the current infrastructure will be torn down, raised. There will be two artificial turf football fields and another football field, regular grass. The swimming pool will be retained. There'll be a brand new, smaller auditorium built because the one that's currently in West High is much too large to provide an intimate setting for the educational process, let us say. There will also be a cafeteria, a coffee shop, fitness rooms for the public to use on the first floor, weight rooms, basically an internet cafe type service so the public can use. Everything on the first floor will be available to the public most of the day and also during the summer. The top two floors will be where the education is supposed to occur. These community schools are probably a good thing in urban blighted areas, economically disadvantaged areas like parts of Chicago, Detroit, East St. Louis, St. Louis. This is a concept for urban areas.
How are the proponents of this project arguing for it?
Well, their argument is based on the fact that we need to get parents of our students involved in their education. And if we can get parents into the schools, then we can get them involved. Now, hypothetically, that might be good, but I'm not so sure it will attract the parents to the schools. They may still stay at home while their kids are in the schools. Because one of the statements in their concept is, we need to get the students off the streets and off the couches. So I think it's great to get parents involved in their kids' education. They must be involved. But I believe it can be done at home and should be done at home. Just because you're going to have entertainment and recreation facilities in a school, I don't think the parents are going to either drive or walk to the school to get involved in their students' education when they can do it at the kitchen table.
How much per square foot?
Well, it boils down to at $300 million, which is probably a pretty good figure because it's going to 5 to 7 years from now, it'll be about $513 a square foot. It has a lot of history here because that was the high school back in the old days, which a lot of the members on the school board can relate to. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people in the community. In the budget, they have just about $55 million budgeted in the capital plan for West Romig renewal. But now it will skyrocket to approximately $300 million, half the operating budget of the school district. And why I'm a little bit skeptical of this is, you know, once you get your foot in the door, it's like, well, we promised to do this, and now we have to press on because we've already spent $1 million on a study, so let's get this done, and don't worry about it. My biggest concern with the whole project, it's not tied to student achievement. There are no promises, there are no correlations that they can prove that will affect student achievement at West Romig. Everybody is here and concerned about what's best for the students and the community and the country, and how do we educate these kids and get them involved in the process. And I particularly think the best way to do it is actually educational choice. And that would include some of our optional schools, or most of them, particularly the ABC schools, such as at Northern Lights, where parents are actually waiting in line and have to go through a lottery to get their students or children into that school. The other option is to increase the number of charter schools here in the community. Charter schools are the best performing schools in the school district. Aquarian Charter School operates out of a very dilapidated, condemned old school district facility, and they are the best performing elementary school in the school district. So that says something about form doesn't follow function, which the people that support this community school concept believe. I think if we offered charter schools and ABC type schools over on the west side, particularly in the elementary and middle schools, I believe we'd have parents and students flocking to those schools. And I'd like to see that as a possible proposal coming from the school board.
David Boyle tracks education issues for the Alaska Policy Forum. You can find out more about the West Romig Project by visiting alaskapolicyforum.org.